this morning, a good piano playing. Once again, we do want to say that do be prepared to come out and support the Sneed family tonight. They do a wonderful job, and we love them dearly. Do come out tonight at 6 p.m. I've got a lot of wonderful songs, and it'll bless you. In a way of announcements, real quick before we get into our subject, our young man that owned his call to preach here a couple of months ago was told us he's got a burning desire in his heart and needs to preach. So, fourth Sunday night of this month, next Sunday night, Brother Austin will be preaching here for us at Fairview Memorial. I have said, unfortunately, we have obligations. We're in a revival meeting, but do come out and support this young brethren, and we'll have somebody help him as far as setting forth his preliminaries. But do come out and support him. And with that being said, the fifth Sunday of this month, of course, do remember we'll have fifth Sunday dinner, and Brother Brad Whittemore will be standing in our lot that morning. So do be prayerful for him as well on the 11 o'clock hour. Anything on your heart before we go any further in the service? Anything at all? I've had several thoughts this week, and really in the last month or so, our heart has been on the thought of the Lord's Passover. And we've had the opportunity to try to teach on some of that on Wednesday nights, here the last couple of Wednesday nights, and what a great privilege it has been to be able to try to study on God's Word and the Passover, how the Lord instituted the Passover. We can read about in the 12th chapter of Exodus, and I don't feel like necessarily that's the way that we need to go today. But nonetheless, I did encourage our adults and different ones through this week. I encouraged them to read Isaiah in the 53rd chapter. And it was made mention that we'd encourage them to read Psalms in 22 and read about Abraham and Isaac in Genesis in the 22nd chapter this week. And I want to encourage you as well this morning that all those are very familiar scripture, and we won't bring anything new to you this morning, but I do encourage you on your own time to reflect upon those things and why we observe and do what we do. And this morning I pray that we come this way in a way of remembrance. And the Lord told us that that's why that we was to do it, that we might remember. And so today, as we observe this here shortly, I thought about the brethren who have stood here before me throughout the years. And I find it a great privilege and an honor to be able to stand here behind this book board. But this church, if the Lord allow time long enough, will be celebrating 100 years here in the next couple of years. And there has been a great amount of brethren who have stood here before me and have served the Lord's Supper and no doubt have done a wonderful job. And but I thought about the one who served it the first time. And today, we're thinking about him. And I pray today, as the Lord might help us, it's always our desire that you might see past me. The Lord has called us just to be a mouthpiece. That's all we are. And I pray today that you might see past me and that you might see the Lord. That's our desire. We want the Word of God to settle into your heart. And we want you to be able to go home today and think about what God has done for you. And I want you to think about what the Lord Jesus has done for you. And I want us to remember those things. And I want it to go with us. And that it might be a help to us. I want to take for a reading lesson this morning, and I've got several places, and do bear with us. We're trying to use a new book this morning, and it's not nearly broke in. I want to take for a reading lesson this morning from 116th Division of the Book of Psalms. And we'll also be going over to the Corinthian letter. 116th Division of the Book of Psalms. It's been on our mind, really, as we said before, and been on our heart, about what it is to have true worship. what it is to truly come into the house of God and to have true worship. Oftentimes, I know we think about the requests that are made and all of those things this morning, and all of those things have their place. I believe we need to share our burdens with one another. I believe that's what the Scripture teaches. But I also believe that we ought to have a heart of thanksgivingness unto the Lord and what He's done for us. What it is that we're remembering Him for. That we know that as being the children of God, there's a time and place in your life that He become real to you. That He spoke peace to your heart. And this morning, each and every time when we enter into the house of God, that we might have a sense of thanksgivingness upon our heart. It's not only to be constituted whenever it's Thanksgiving time, but it's each and every day. And oftentimes, if we're not careful, we'll get wrapped up in asking Him petitions and things for Him to do for us instead of sitting back and saying, God, I just want to thank You today. I just want to thank You and I want to praise You for what it is that You've done in my life. For taking someone like me who was wretched, who was unclean. The Bible teaches us that we're unclean. The Bible says over there in Job, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? No man, but God can. God's the only one that can do it. This morning, so let us this morning have a heart of thanksgiving. Let us this morning sit back in remembrance and praise the one who made it possible this morning. That would be our prayer. Psalms in 116. Very, very familiar scripture to you. He says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death can pass me, and the pains of hell got upon me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous ye, O God, is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, and I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto thy rest, O soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, and therefore hath I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Righteous in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly I am Thy servant. I am Thy servant and Thy son of Thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bond. I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I will call upon the name of the Lord, and I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people, and in the courts of the Lord's house in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, I praise ye the Lord. And I want to also, if the Lord will help us, I want to go over here in the Corinthian letter, in the 11th chapter. In the 1 Corinthians, in the 11th chapter, starting in the 22nd verse. What, have you not house to eat and to drink in, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to ye, you? Shall I praise ye in this? I praise ye not. For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This doeth in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. And this do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew the Lord's death till he come. And I want to stop there for a moment. And my thought has been for just a little while, and bear with us. He says, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. And I've had that thought upon our mind for some time, that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, was broken for you. And he was broken for me. And we find there this morning as we begin to look and examine a lot of different things, and this morning as we begin to think about what we're going to observe here just in a little while, we think about nearing towards the end of this, we'll get to a place where it talks about how that they sang a hymn and they went outside, and this morning we're going to observe those things. And I'm so thankful this morning that I believe in the best way that we possibly can, that we're still trying to observe it the same way that the Lord Jesus set it up. And I believe that's important. I believe that's the way that he'd have us to do it. But this morning it says that they sang a hymn and they went outside. And the best way that I can understand it, following Jewish tradition, they would sing these hymns, and they would start there about the 113th division of Psalms and go through about the 118th division of Psalms. And they would sing these hymns that would bring back the remembrance of the Lord's Passover and what had taken place there in Egypt. We all know and familiar with that scripture there. But as I began to think about this, and listen to me this morning, we don't know what hymn exactly they sang. But honey, I believe it was a good hymn. And I believe that it brought back the remembrance and the things that God was doing, that it might stir up in their heart. Now listen to me this morning as we begin to think about here, and I'll say this. I believe this being David's testimony here of what the Lord had done for him. And he talked about in the first verse, he says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. This morning, as we begin to think about what it is, as God's people, that the Lord Jesus might be broken for you. I know as a church this morning, we're going to observe this. But my friend, my prayer is that it might become personal for you. I want it to become personal for you, what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. Not only has he done it for me, my friend, had I been the only lost one that had ever been saved. It said that he left the 99 and he come looking for one. Had I been the only one, I believe in all of my heart, he would have still came. And he still would have gave his life. But honey, not only for that, the Bible teaches us that he loved the whole world. He loved everybody. That he might give his only begotten son. That each and every one that might believe and repent might be saved. Now listen to me. David said, I love the Lord. This morning I want it to start and resonate in each and every one of our hearts. This morning, the love that we have for God. The love that we have for the Lord Jesus this morning. About what he went through and what he suffered for us. I know this morning that all of us are familiar about what Jesus went through. But my friend, I'm thankful this morning that the story of the old rugged cross will never become old to me. It doesn't matter how many times I tell it. It doesn't matter how many times I try to preach about it. It becomes sweeter and sweeter to me because I know what I am this morning. And I know what Jesus Christ has done for me. He said, I love the Lord. This morning, do you love him? I mean, I'm talking about, is there a sincere love in your heart? Because he knows, you know, that you have been brought from death to life. When you're lost and separated from God, you're dead in your sins and trespasses.
There's no hope. You're clean. You're unclean. You're undefiled, if you will. And yet the Lord Jesus, He's sitting there today, seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. He's always been in the middle. And yet still today, He makes intercessions for us. He said, I love the Lord because He hath heard my prayer. I know, listen to me this morning, the primitive quartet sings a song from time to time. It says, there's been a few times. And boy, there's been a few times in my life that I know that the Lord has heard my prayer. I know that my prayer has gotten through. I know that my prayer has gotten, what you'd say, higher than the ceiling. And I know for the first time in my life that the prayer that I was trying to get through was answered when I was just a 9-year-old little boy. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say. I remember people telling me, trust in the Lord. Honey, I wanted to trust in Him. And people had good intentions. People telling me to put my faith and trust in Him. I wanted to. But when it finally come down to it, it come down between me and the Lord. To this day, I still don't remember what it is I prayed. As I look over there as the thief that hung on the cross, and I don't know about you, I believe maybe he hung on the right side of Jesus. But he said, Lord, remember me when I'll enter into thy kingdom. That's all it's recorded that he prayed. But he said, remember me. The same one just hours before that had railed on him and mocked him had had a change of heart there on the cross that hang right beside of him. He looked over and he said, this man, he's innocent. He doesn't deserve any of this. But me and you, he said, we deserve our just due. And I'm paraphrasing that. He said, we deserve what we're fixing to get. He said, this man, Jesus, he doesn't deserve this. And Jesus said, for today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I don't remember what it is I prayed. But I do know this, that I love the Lord because He hath heard my prayer and my supplication. He said, because He hath inclined His ear unto me, and therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. When He looked over there at Peter and He said, Peter, will you also go away? And Peter says, to whom shall we go, Lord? For thou hast the words of eternal life. There's nobody else to go to. It's only Him. For as long as I live, I'll call upon Him. There's nobody else. It's only Him. He says the sorrows of death can pass me and the pains of hell got upon me and I found trouble and sorrow. I've heard people say, listen to me, they say, well, I don't know what kind of trouble you're talking about. Well, my friend, if you ain't found the kind of trouble I got into as a 9-year-old little boy, bless your heart. You better be searching. That preacher began to preach to me that night and bless his heart. Thomas Carter, he's done went on home to be with the Lord now. And he began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now I'll tell you this, I don't recall what it is the man said. I don't recall what it is he preached. But I know this. At one moment in my life, I was okay and everything was just fine. And the next thing I know, I knew that I was bound for hell. I knowed if I died in that moment, that hell was going to be where I was going to go. And I was tormented. I was brought low. And that's what David said. He said, I found trouble and sorrow. He said, I called upon the name of the Lord. He said, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. I don't remember what it is I prayed. We talk about there being a space and time that we don't remember. Well, folks, I'll tell you, I can agree with that statement. Because as a 9-year-old little boy, there's a space and time that I don't remember much about. But I'll say this. After trying everything it was on my own, everything that I could try on my own, finally I surrendered to the Lord Jesus. And He heard my prayer. He said, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous ye, O God, is merciful." He said, "The Lord preserveth the simple." He said, "I was brought low and He helped me." My friend, this morning, if you're here and lost, you're going to have to be brought low. You're going to have to see yourself for what you are. And I'm still just a sinner. But I'm a sinner that's been saved by the grace of God. I'm just a sinner that's been saved by the grace of God. Brought low. When I think about the hymns they would have sang, they would sing these things that it might bring back to remember. Now, I don't know that to be for certain, but what I will say is this. He says there in the 8th verse, he's, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death and mine eye and my tears, my eyes from tears and my feet from falling." And he said, "I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." The Lord Jesus, this morning, if you've been saved, He has picked each and every one of us up. Would you go back in your mind this morning and think about what God has done for you? Would you go back in your mind this morning and think about how that He said, "This is my body, and it's broken for you"? How that He was brought before them, and they asked Him, they said, "Art thou the Christ?" And He said, "You say that I am." And they began to ask Him again. And pretty much He come out and said, "Yes, I am. I am the Son of God. You asked me what He was guilty of. He was guilty of being the Son of God. He was guilty coming into the world that the world by Him might be saved." Without Jesus, there's no hope. He was innocent. Pilate had said it twice, "This man is innocent." And yet still, they took the Lord. And they scourged Him. They took that whip that had those pieces of bone in it and those pieces of lead in it, and they began to whip our Lord. I'm talking about the Son of God. And they began to whip Him. And they began to pull the flesh from His back. They began to pull the flesh from around His sides. He said, "This is my body. It's broken for you." Isaiah said that He was When he talks about Him being dumb, it don't mean that He was ignorant. It means He didn't speak. we sang that song, he could have called upon 10,000 angels. He could have called on them. They took that crown of thorns and they laid it upon his head. And I don't believe they just laid it on his head. I believe they marred it down on his head. They spit on him like he was trash. I'm talking about the Son of God. I'm talking about the one that David said, I love him because he's heard my prayer and my supplication. I'll tell you right now, I feel like there's a whole lot in this life that I can endure. But somebody spit on me like I was trash, I'd probably have a pretty hard time with that. But that's what they treated him like. I'm talking about the Savior of the world, they spit on him. I hope it's becoming real to you this morning. They took him and they had that cross laid out there. And I believe he laid down on that cross. And they began to drive them nails in his hands and in his feet. And they hoisted him up for the world to see as he hung there between heaven and earth, the Savior of the world. And all he done was said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I don't understand that kind of love. He could have sent for angels. They would have took him up out of there. But he endured it all for me and for you. Here I am. And he said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Lost person, this morning, Jesus loves you so much that he gave his life for you. Church, the love that God has for us, and he instills in our heart a peace that surpasses all understanding that we can't even comprehend that kind of love. Listen. He said, I believe, therefore hath I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said, in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? He said, I'll take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I want to read that. Y'all bear with me this morning. Luke in 22. Gospel of Luke in the 22nd chapter. 39th verse. He says, and he came out and went, as he went wont, and to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at a place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was within from them about a stone's cast. And he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared unto him an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, as his sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. And if you want to know what he prayed for, go over to the Gospel of John in the 17th chapter. And you read about what our Lord prayed for. But as he was there in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing what lay ahead of him, he began to pray as great drops of blood fell from him as sweat would fall. And he said, Lord, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. He said, not mine will, but thine be done. He come to do the Father's will. And the Father's will, because of his love for mankind, was so much. His will was that his Son might pay the ultimate sacrifice for me and for you. And he took that cup, that bitter cup of suffering, that bitter cup of God's wrath that he poured out upon him upon the cross at Calvary. That bitter cup that he took the sin of mankind upon him. He took that cup. That is, David said in Psalms in 116, David said that I might take the cup of salvation. He took the bitter cup that me and you might be able to take of the cup of salvation. Boy, it's a sweet cup to me this morning. It's a sweet cup that God has allowed us from time to time. But in that sense, in the Hebrew, that word cup means deliverance. That's what that means. And David said, he has delivered my feet from falling and my eyes from tears. And he said, therefore I know that I'll walk in the land of the living. This morning we're walking and passing through this land because of a hope that Jesus has given us. Because he took the cup and he bore our sins. I'm going to read one more verse of Scripture. Then I'm done. 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians in the 5th chapter, 21st verse. He says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous God in him. Him who knew no sin. He said, this is my body, which is broken for you. This morning, as I think about what the Lord Jesus has done for us, he's done for me. I thought about all the types of shadows that we've been able to study and learn of over there in the 12th chapter of Exodus. That, boy, you talk about beautiful pictures. How that he told them to take the blood and to apply it there on the upper post and the side post. How that's a beautiful picture of the cross. I've heard people say, preacher, I'm not worthy to partake of the Lord's Supper. Ain't there one of us worthy? But I'll tell you what makes us worthy is when the blood's been applied to your heart. when the blood's been applied. He is the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. John said, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." Here he is. I pray this morning as we observe this ordinance, I pray that you, it might resonate in your heart. That it might bring back to the remembrance of what God has done for us. I'm not saying this morning let's leave up out of this place hooping and hollering. That's not what I'm talking about. But as we depart, have a praise in your heart. Have a thanksgivingness in your heart that Jesus came and he shed his life's blood for each and every one of us. This morning, I'll ask the deacons if they'd come forward.